Chapter 32. The Dance Song. One evening went Zarathustra and his disciples through the forest, and when he sought for a well, lo, he lighted upon a green meadow peacefully surrounded with trees and bushes, where maidens were dancing together. As soon as the maidens recognized Zarathustra, they ceased dancing. Zarathustra, however, approached them with friendly mien and spoke these words: "Cease not your dancing, you lovely maidens. No game spoiler has come to you with evil eye, no enemy of maidens. God's advocate am I with the devil. He, however, is a spirit of gravity. How could I, you light-footed ones, be hostile to divine dances, or to maidens' feet with fine ankles? To be sure, I am a forest and a knight of dark trees. But he who is not afraid of my darkness will find banks full of roses under my cypresses. And even the little god may he find, who is dearest to maidens. Beside the well lies he quietly with closed eyes. Verily, in broad daylight did he fall asleep, the sluggard. Had he perhaps chased butterflies too much? Upbraid me not, you beautiful dancers, when I chasten the little god somewhat. He will cry, certainly, and weep, but he is laughable even when weeping. And with tears in his eyes shall he ask you for a dance, and I myself will sing a song to his dance. A dance song and satire of the spirit of gravity, my most supreme, powerful devil, who is said to be lord of the world. And this is a song that Zarathustra sang when Cupid and the maidens danced together. Of late did I gaze into your eye, O life, and into the unfathomable did I there seem to sink. But you pulled me out with a golden angle. Derisively did you laugh when I called you unfathomable. But changeable am I only, and wild, and altogether a woman, and no virtuous one. Though I be called by you men the profound one, or the faithful one, the eternal one, the mysterious one. But you men endow us always with your own virtues, alas, you virtuous ones." Thus did she laugh, the unbelievable one. But never do I believe her and her laughter when she speaks evil of herself. And when I talked face to face with my wild wisdom, she said to me angrily, "You will. You crave, you love. On that account alone do you praise life." Then had I almost answered indignantly and told the truth to the angry one. And one cannot answer more indignantly than when one tells the truth to one's wisdom. For thus do things stand with us three. In my heart do I love only life, and verily, most when I hate her. But that I am fond of wisdom, and often too fond, is because she reminds me very strongly of life. She has her eye, her laugh, and even her golden angle rod. Am I responsible for it that both are so alike? And when once life asked me, "Who is she then, this wisdom?" Then said I eagerly, "Ah yes, wisdom. One thirsts for her and is not satisfied. One looks through veils. One grasp through nets. Is she beautiful? What do I know? But the oldest carps are still lured by her. Changeable is she and wayward. Often have I seen her bite her lip and pass the comb against the grain of her hair. Perhaps she is wicked and false, and altogether a woman. But when she speaks ill of herself, just then does she seduce most." When I had said this to life, then laughed she maliciously and shut her eyes. "Of whom do you speak?" said she. "Perhaps of me. And if you were right, is it proper to say that in such wise to my face? But now pray, speak also of your wisdom." "Ah, and now you have again opened your eyes, O beloved life, and into the unfathomable have I again seemed to sink." Thus sang Zarathustra. But when the dance was over and the maidens had departed, he became sad. "The sun has been long set," said he at last. "The meadow is damp, and from the forest comes coolness. an unknown presence is about me, and gazes thoughtfully. What? You live still, Zarathustra. Why? Wherefore? Whereby? Whither? Where? How? Is it not folly still to live? Ah, my friends, the evening is it which thus interrogates in me. Forgive me my sadness. Evening has come on. Forgive me that evening has come on. Thus sang Zarathustra. Chapter 33. The Grave Song. Yonder is the grave island, the silent isle. Yonder also are the graves of my youth. Here will I carry an evergreen wreath of life. Resolving thus in my heart, did I sail o'er the sea. O you sights and scenes of my youth! O all you gleams of love, you divine fleeting gleams! How could you perish so soon for me? I think of you today as my dead ones. From you, my dearest dead ones, comes to me a sweet savor, heart-opening and melting. Verily, it convulses and opens the heart of the lone seafarer. Still am I the richest and most to be envied, I, the most lonesome one. For I have possessed you, and you possess me still. Tell me, to whom has there ever fallen such rosy apples from the trees as have fallen to me? Still, I am your love's heir and heritage, blooming to your memory with many-hued, wild-growing virtues, O you dearest ones. Ah, we were made to remain near to each other, you kindly strange marvels. And not like timid birds did you come to me in my longing. Nay, but as trusting ones to a trusting one. Yea, made for faithfulness, like me, and for found eternities, must I now name you by your faithfulness, you divine glances and fleeting gleams. No other name have I yet learned. Verily, too early did you die for me, you fugitives. Yet did you not flee from me, nor did I flee from you. Innocent are we to each other in our faithlessness. To kill me, did they strangle you, you singing birds of my hope? Yea, yet you, you dearest ones, did malice ever shoot its arrows to hit my heart? And they hit it, because you were always my dearest, my possession and my possessedness. On that account had you to die young and far too early. At my most vulnerable point did they shoot the arrow, namely at you, whose skin is like down, or more like the smile that dies at a glance. But this word will I say to mine enemies. What is all manslaughter in comparison with what you have done to me? Worse evil did you do to me than all manslaughter. The irretrievable did you take from me. Thus do I speak to you, mine enemies. Slew you not my youth's visions and dearest marvels? My playmates took you from me, the blessed spirits. To their memory do I deposit this wreath and this curse. This curse upon you, mine enemies. Have you not made mine eternal short, as a tone dies away in a cold night? Scarcely, as the twinkle of divine eyes, did it come to me as a fleeting gleam. Thus spoke once in a happy hour my purity. Divine shall everything be to me. Then did you haunt me with foul phantoms. Ah, whither has that happy hour now fled? All day shall be holy to me. So spoke once the wisdom of my youth. Verily, the language of a jealous wisdom. But then did you enemies steal my nights and sold them to sleepless torture. Ah, whither has that joyous wisdom now fled? Once did I long for happy auspices. Then did you lead an owl monster across my path, an adverse sign. Ah, whither did my tender longing then flee? All loathing did I once vow to renounce. Then did you change my near ones and nearest ones into ulcerations. Ah, whither did my noblest vow then flee? As a blind one did I once walk in blessed ways. Then did you cast filth on the blind one's course, and now is he disgusted with the old footpath. And when I perform my hardest task, and celebrated the triumph of my victories. Then did you make those who love me call out that I then grieved them most. Verily, it was always your doing. You embittered to me my best honey, and the diligence of my best bees. To my charity, have you ever sent the most impudent beggars? Around my sympathy, have you ever crowded the incurably shameless? Thus have you wounded the faith of my virtue. And when I offered my holiest as a sacrifice, immediately did your piety put its fatter gifts beside it, so that my holiest suffocated in the fumes of your fat. And once did I want to dance as I had never yet danced. Beyond all heavens did I want to dance. Then did you seduce my favorite minstrel. And now he has struck up an awful, melancholy air. Alas, he tooted as mournful horn to mine ear. Murderous minstrel, instrument of evil, most innocent instrument. Already did I stand prepared for the best dance. Then did you slay my rapture with your tones. Only in the dance do I know how to speak the parable of the highest things. And now has my grandest parable remained unspoken in my limbs. Unspoken and unrealized has my highest hope remained. And there have perished for me all the visions and consolations of my youth. How did I ever bear it? How did I survive and surmount such wounds? How did my soul rise again out of those sepulchres? Yea, something invulnerable, unburiable is with me, something that would rend rocks asunder. It is called my will. Silently does it proceed, and unchanged throughout the years. Its course will it go upon my feet, mine old will. Hard of heart is its nature, and invulnerable. Invulnerable am I only in my heel. Ever live you there, and are like yourself, you most patient one. Ever have you burst all shackles of the tomb. In you still lives also the unrealizedness of my youth, and as life and youth, you sit here hopeful on the yellow ruins of graves. Yea, you are still for me the demolisher of all graves. Hail to you, my will! And only where there are graves are there resurrections. Thus sang Zarathustra.